How to decide between flipping or holding a property in DFW? One of the most common questions we hear from investors in the Dallas-Fort Worth area is a simple one. Should I flip this property or hold it? It sounds straightforward, but the answer depends on your goals, your timeline, and the specific deal in front of you. At Hi-Fi Hard Money, we've worked with investors at every stage, from first-timers hunting for their initial flip to experienced buyers managing multiple projects across major Texas markets. What we've learned is that both strategies can work well in DFW. Knowing which one fits your situation is where the real edge comes from. Two paths, two very different timelines. The core difference between flipping and holding comes down to when you want to see your money. Flipping is a short-term play. You buy a distressed single-family home, renovate it, and sell it before your carrying costs eat into your margin. Holding is a long-term play. You acquire a property, stabilize it, and collect rental income over time. Both can build wealth, but they require completely different planning, financing, and risk tolerance. In DFW, the market conditions have generally favored investors on both sides. Strong buyer demand, a growing population, and consistent job growth across the Metroplex create opportunities whether you're selling or renting. That said, the strategy that makes sense for one investor won't always make sense for another. When flipping makes more sense if your primary goal is generating a lump sum return in a short window, flipping is usually the right call. Fix and flip projects in DFW major markets like Dallas, Fort Worth, Plano, and surrounding areas tend to move quickly when the renovation is well matched to the neighborhood's price point. A few things typically point toward flipping. If the property needs significant structural or cosmetic work, holding it as a rental means carrying a non-performing asset longer. If your capital is tied up in one deal, turning it over quickly lets you reinvest in the next opportunity. And if your financing is structured for a short hold, like a fix and flip loan, then selling at exit is exactly how the loan is designed to work. We lend on non-owner-occupied single-family homes across major Texas markets, and the fix-and-flip structure works well for investors who have a clear scope of work, a realistic after-repair value, and a plan to exit before their holding costs outpace their profit. When holding makes more sense, holding a property long-term works best when the numbers support positive cash flow from day one, or close to it. If you've identified a single-family home in a strong rental market with predictable demand, keeping it in your portfolio can generate steady monthly income and long-term appreciation. The challenge with holding in DFW right now is that acquisition prices have risen, which compresses rental yields on properties that weren't purchased at a discount. If you're buying at or near retail, the math on holding can be tight. Investors who hold successfully usually buy well below market, control renovation costs carefully, and plan for vacancy. The hybrid approach some investors use, some experienced investors do both at once. They flip to generate capital, then use profits to acquire and hold properties they plan to keep. It's a model that makes sense if you have the bandwidth to manage multiple deals and the financing to support each one independently. Fast closings and a straightforward draw process can keep the flip side of that equation moving without delays that would otherwise slow down the whole operation. What to ask before you decide, before committing to either strategy? Ask yourself a few honest questions. What's the realistic ARV, and what will the renovation actually cost? How long can you hold before carrying costs become a problem? Does the rental income cover your expenses with room to spare? And do you have the right financing in place for the approach you're taking? The answers will point you in the right direction more often than market trends alone ever will. FAQs: Does Hi-Fi Hard Money lend on properties that investors plan to hold? Our fix and flip loan program is designed for investors purchasing and renovating non-owner-occupied single-family homes to sell at exit. For investors exploring other structures, we're happy to talk through what options might apply to your specific deal. How fast can I close on a fix and flip loan in DFW? we typically close in about 5 business days for new investors. Returning investors who have worked with us before can often close in as few as 3 business days through our Express Lane process. Do you lend on properties outside of Dallas-Fort Worth? We focus on major markets across Texas, including Dallas-Fort Worth, San Antonio, Austin, and Houston. Rural properties generally fall outside our lending area, so we recommend reaching out before you're under contract to confirm your project qualifies. What property types does HiFi finance for fix and flip projects? We focus on non-owner-occupied single-family homes in Texas major markets. Condos are generally not something we finance. Small multifamily properties are considered on a case-by-case basis, depending on current market conditions.